vibe I can see. The way you're working in me since I've been saving. Old passed away, new is my name.
God bless you. We are back again, amen, to talk about the goodness of God, talk about to the glory of God. Yes. Everything is to His praise and to His glory, right? And amen. So we're here, amen, just to share a little bit more about the goodness of God. And the goodness of God is something that can be so encouraging and inspiring to us.
Yes.
As we walk this journey, and Lord knows we need encouragement along
Amen.
The way.
Praise
the Lord. So to the extent that we can be encouraged, even just a little bit, by sharing on the goodness of God, and somebody out there can be encouraged in their walk, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So we want to endeavor to continue to do that. And today we're in Mark chapter 1, verse number 41. And we'll read from the King James Version. It says, "And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
In the Amplified, Jesus says, "I am willing, be made clean." And he was talking to a leper.
Yes.
Who had approached him. And the leper, in verse 40, said, "If you are willing, you are able to make me clean."
Yes.
He said, "If you are willing," not "if you are able." And Jesus answered by letting them know, "I'm willing."
Mm-hmm.
And the leper was made clean. And, you know, there's two things here. One, it says Jesus was moved with compassion.
Yes.
And so we know that we serve a compassionate God.
Yes.
His compassions fail not, they are new every morning, right? So we serve a compassionate God. And compassionate always moves.
Yes.
And it moves toward the person to whom the compassion is directed.
Yes.
And so
mm-hmm.
Jesus was moved with compassion, put forth his hand toward the man. But he said, "I am willing."
Yes.
And I think that's the second part we want to touch on, is the willingness of God to help.
Yeah.
And we were talking earlier, but it seems like that's a small thing. But that's sometimes small things are powerful.
Oh, yes.
And I think that this is a powerful truth that we need to lay hold of, mm-hmm. of the willingness of God to help us.
To help us.
The willingness of God to be there for us, to provide for us, to protect us, to teach us, to console us, to
yes,
encourage
yeah.
us, to strengthen mm-hmm. us. You know what I mean? The willingness of God, that to me is part of His goodness,
yeah.
that He's always willing mm-hmm. to do for His people,
yes.
right? And we were talking earlier about when you don't think somebody is willing to help you,
mm-hmm.
chances are you don't go to them. Because
right.
you think, what's the
yeah.
point?
Right.
They don't want to help me, so, you know what I mean? They don't right. want to hear from me, so I'm just not going to say anything.
Right.
And so that's why I think it's so important that we understand the willingness of God.
Yes.
Because if we didn't believe God was willing to be there for us, maybe we don't go to Him as much
right.
as we should.
Mm.
Or maybe when we do go, we don't go with the right attitude, you know, we sort of, you know, we don't come boldly. We don't come in faith. We sort of just sort of come, well, He may or He may not.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But when we know He's willing, His ability is unquestioned. Yeah. Just like the leper. He didn't question Jesus' ability. He questioned His willingness.
Yeah.
But when the willingness becomes a settled issue for us,
mm-hmm.
and His ability is a settled issue for us, now we're talking.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I think part of the goodness of God that we want to embrace and not forget and not let go of is how willing He is to be there for us.
Yes, to help.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a powerful thing in these days when we need help
Amen.
So often.
Yes,
you know?
Amen. It's strange that, well, it's not really strange, but if we know that God is willing, that Jesus is willing to help us, and you're talking about going to Him, like the Bible says, come before him with thanksgiving, and then to come into his presence boldly, right? Mm-hmm. Boldly coming to, right, to the throne. So you think about that, that we get that boldness if we have confidence.
Yes, that's
in
right.
Who we approach. Mm-hmm. So you even talked about how people, you know, some people you don't even bother asking because you just know you're confident they're just going to say no.
Right, right.
You know, so, but if you carry that over to God, that's not a good thing.
It's not.
Because that shows that you're not believing that he wants to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you don't believe that he wants to do it, you won't get whatever it is that you're seeking for. So it's such an important part that knowing, that having the confidence that God hears you, God wants to hear from you, you know, and he's willing to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's willing to help you, mm-hmm, no matter what, you know. So we have to have that faith and that confidence that, no, God is willing to help me no matter the what the request is. You know, sometimes we go, yeah, before people and we're all timid and shy. Oh, could you help me, please? You know, like that,
right,
that's not
right.
how God
no,
wants us
God
to come to him.
That.
Because
yeah.
that's not showing him that, you know, that we believe that he's willing to help us.
Amen.
You know? So anyway, I just thought about the woman with the issue of blood, you know, and
yes.
and how God, how she, everybody talks about her because she was the one that made the virtue flow from
right.
Jesus' body.
Mm-hmm.
But even in that instance, without Jesus even saying anything to her, she had the confidence that
yeah.
he was willing to help her. If she could just touch
mm-hmm.
the hem of his garment. She just believed so strongly
right.
that he wants to help me.
Right.
You know, and the Bible says that, you know, the virtue immediately,
yeah.
you know, she was healed because virtue flew from, came out
that's
of Jesus'
that's,
body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and then he looked around and said, who was that that touched me?
Because
he wanted to know,
right.
you know, who it was that he healed.
Amen.
You know, so that's just the thing about having the confidence that.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus is willing to help us.
And you said a couple of times about the importance of believing.
Yes.
And, you know, the writer of Hebrews said, you know, that they that come to God must believe that he is.
Yes.
Right? If you're going to come to God, you must believe.
Believe. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes. You must believe.
Right.
It didn't say you can.
Right.
You know, they that come to God must believe. So if we're going to come to God, we must come believing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? God, you know, he's given us the measure of faith, and
yes.
he expects us to come in faith. How many times did Jesus upbraid his disciples for either having little faith or having no faith?
Right. Right. I know.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, why? God expects, if you're going to come to me,
mm-hmm.
you're going to roll with me, you come in faith.
That's right.
Because
right.
I'm looking for it. Because
mm-hmm.
I gave it to you.
Yes.
See, we can't say God gives every man the measure of faith and then be surprised that God expects us to come
to
with it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So he expects
yeah.
us to come in faith. He expects
mm-hmm.
us to come believing. And it's a requirement.
Yeah.
Right? That we come, they that come to God must believe. And so, yeah, that's so important. And I think here, the believing is in his willingness to help.
Yeah.
Because I think some of us, and many of us, I think, you know, we don't have a problem with believing the ability of God.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
the God
know
who spoke the world into existence, the God who said, Lazarus, come forth, the God who, you know, turned, you know, water into wine.
Right.
We don't have, right? We
right.
see that.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, we have some personal things that we say, this is what God
right.
did for us. So we
mm-hmm.
know what, we have a good sense of what he's able to do.
Yes.
I think where sometimes we a little bit on shakier ground is in his willingness to do it. That's why someone said, well, if it's his will.
Yes, yes.
So what are they saying?
Right.
If he's willing.
If he's willing.
Oh, are you going to get there? Well, if it's his will, I'll do it. If it's his will, I'll be healed. If it's his will, I'll
Even
get
that's
the money.
Not confidence.
If it's his will. So it puts it on God as if we don't know how willing
he is.
He is.
Right.
And so I think it's, you know, this scripture where the leper says to him, if you are willing, you're able to heal me.
Yes.
It's very, very important to hear Jesus says, I am willing.
Mm-hmm.
Be cleansed. Because I believe that when you see God saying that, you see Jesus saying that, Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever, the same Jesus who's willing right here,
yes, mm-hmm,
is the Jesus who's willing today to do for us.
That's right. That's
and to
right.
help us.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I just thought about, you know, God, we know God has the ability.
Yeah.
Right. We know He has the ability to do whatever it is we ask. He really can. I can do that easily, you know.
Yeah.
And we have confidence that He can do it. I think what throws us off sometimes is that sometimes we might have asked God for something that He's able to do.
Oh, yeah.
But for whatever reason,
no question,
He wasn't willing to do.
That's right.
But He does say He is willing, you know, and I guess that falls in line with what His plan is.
That's right.
For our life.
He's still sovereign.
Yes.
And He has a plan overall. So.
Yes. So we have to know that, that no matter what, God's will, you know, His purpose for our life is going to take over,
mm-hmm,
you know, but He's mm-hmm always willing, but He's always willing to get us to a better place.
That's right.
And that's what we have to understand. So if we ask Him for something, He's willing to answer as long as it will get us to a better place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to keep that in mind, too.
Sure.
It's a matter of our faith and our confidence and knowing what He said.
That's right.
So,
when you think about an earthly parent, mm-hmm, how they interact with their children, there are many earthly parents that say, I would do anything for my child.
Right.
They don't literally mean that.
Right. Yeah. Some kids would go crazy.
Right? Because there are some things that they won't do because overall,
it's not
and what's in the what's good for that child, the parent says, I'm not doing that.
That's right.
And so God's not any different.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the willingness of that parent to do for his or her child is unquestioned.
Unquestioned, right. They're still
but you,
willing.
You can't look at the isolated incident or take one-offs and say, oh,
that's
you're
exactly
not willing.
Right.
And I think that's what we got to understand with God.
That's exactly right.
You know,
mm-hmm,
that He remains willing, even though in a particular situation, because there's something greater going on there.
Right.
There's something maybe that's more tied to our destiny or our purpose.
Yes.
And that particular thing, even though He's able, and even though we requested it, He's not going to do it.
Right.
And it may be something that we don't understand because it could be so vital to us and so important to us at that time. You know, we think about Joseph. You know, we prayed for God to heal Joseph.
Yes, yes.
We know He's able. We look at this and say He's willing. Right. Why didn't you do it?
Yeah.
That's a question that I don't believe we're going to get an answer on this side of glory.
Right.
We may not get one on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But it's part of a plan that He has that right now is beyond our comprehension.
Right.
And quite frankly, it's like one of those things I just gladly leave alone because to me I say it never can...
Right.
You know what I mean?
It would never be answered.
Right. Or not. I couldn't understand it. You know,
right.
Because I would always think there was something else that could have been done. But that's where the sovereignty of God comes in.
Yes.
The same way where the authority of an earthly parent comes in, that just because the kid asks doesn't mean I have to give you.
Right.
Because I gotta exercise my authority and my responsibility as an earthly parent.
Yes.
And look out for your overall good.
Yes, yes. The parent has to teach you and to mold you, you know, so you just don't. You just can't. We've seen it. We've seen spoiled brats. They get everything they want. So when they grow up, they start to get everything they want. Things don't work out the way. Then they pout. You know what I mean? So you can't give your child everything. You're willing. Lord knows I'm willing. I'd give you the world if I could.
Yeah.
But if I think that something's going to hurt you, I'm not giving it to you.
Sure.
You know, so I think God is a parent. He's the same way. But we have to go first with He is always willing.
Yeah.
You know, He's always
right.
willing. He's willing to heal, you know, He's willing to comfort whatever it is that you have a need of to provide.
Yeah.
You know, He makes provision for us, you know, to give us things. He's willing. Yeah, He wants you to have good things. The Bible says so. But we have to go with that first, that He's willing.
Yes.
You know, He's certainly able to do it.
Yeah.
That's not a question.
Yeah. And hopefully that will give us, like you said earlier, which I think that you said another important word, the confidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says that we shouldn't cast away our confidence.
Yeah.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And we We have to have confidence in God. And it changes everything when you have confidence. But then you can come boldly before the throne of grace.
Yeah.
Then you can pray fervently and effectively. You know what I mean? Then you can pray radically. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Where you can start to get beyond the limitations and get out of the box.
Yes.
Because, you know, you come with a confidence that my Father's willing to help me right here.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's sort of like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. See, they really were really giants of faith that many times, you know, I don't know how much respect we give to them in our teaching and preaching. But when they said, you know, the God whom we serve will deliver us from this fiery furnace, and even if he doesn't,
amen. That's right.
We won't bow down to you, Nebuchadnezzar. That was powerful because they understood something. Oh, he's going to deliver us from this. Because they knew he was able and he was willing.
Yeah.
But then they also knew he was sovereign.
Yes.
Because they said, but even if he doesn't.
Yes, we have to know that.
Right? But they didn't question his willingness. So the willingness and the sovereignty, there's two different things going on there. They acknowledged both of them. That's I think, the place where we need to be. Yeah. To have that confidence that they have. My God's going to provide for me.
Yes.
And then acknowledging his sovereignty. And even if he doesn't.
Amen.
He's going to make some kind of way.
Right.
Or whatever the case
may
be.
It's
right. Right. And that's an easier said than done thing.
Oh, most definitely.
But it's what we should aspire to as an example of, you know, walking in a greater level of faith.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I just had one more thought about the willingness, because I think that what makes us willing is compassion.
Yeah.
You know, and I was reading one of the scriptures that was cross-referenced, that the widow with the son that died, and Jesus came up to her.
Oh, widow of Nain?
Yes, Matthew, right?
No, it's in Luke.
Oh, Luke, okay. Well, anyway.
It doesn't matter.
You know where it is.
Yes.
The widow of Nain, okay. And her son died. And the scripture says that Jesus came up to her and he was moved with compassion.
Mm-hmm.
So that just tells you he's always willing to help because Jesus
she didn't
is
even
compassionate.
Ask.
She
didn't
right,
even
she
ask.
Asked. So sometimes we don't even have to ask because God is willing anyway.
That's right.
You know, so he see the need and he's willing, you know, he's compassionate enough to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to know that we serve a compassionate God.
Yes.
And he's willing.
The willingness of
God.
Yes,
willingness of God.
That's such a good example. Because like, the woman didn't ask.
Right.
Jesus just went over there and interrupted the funeral procession.
Yes. Yes.
They were going by. He goes over there.
Exactly,
he stops.
Right. People crying.
He interrupted a funeral procession.
Yes.
That's how willing he is, right?
Yes.
He will interrupt our life.
Wow.
He will come and he'll intervene in the affairs of our life, whether they're good or bad.
Amen.
But Jesus will come because it does show the compassion and the love that he has for us. And many times God does things that we don't ask for.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, lots of times.
Most of the time, right? I mean,
yes.
God's always working. Jesus said he's always working.
Right.
So he's always working on our behalf. And so that's a very good example there of that compassion in motion.
Yes.
And again, a demonstration of his willingness to help us. So.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. So we praise God for it. We pray that someone is being encouraged today just by hearing this and you know, the revelation of God, God revealing himself, you know, through his word, of how much he loves us and how, you know, the depth of his compassion for us and his willingness to help. And so wherever you are, you know, and thinking that maybe other people aren't willing to help you, but God is.
Always.
God is. And so, you know, exercise that confidence, exercise that faith.
Amen.
And know that he is willing to help, to provide, to heal, to comfort, to direct, to answer, to strengthen, whatever it is that is needed. God is willing to do it.
Amen.
You know he's able. But now, you put that willingness together. It gives you that confidence to come boldly before the throne of grace.
Amen.
Come in faith. Coming to God, believing
that
he's going to help you.
And he will.
Amen. Praise God. We needed that last part. And he will. Praise God. So we praise God for it and pray that you're encouraged and inspired and strengthened by it as well. And so until next time, we pray for you and we pray nothing but God's best and God's favor to surround you as a shield.
Yes.
Amen. And we want you to remember that Jesus is Lord And he truly does love you.
Yes.
And his love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen.
In his eyes, that I'm more precious than gold.